Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tuesday Night Jaw.
Hello, you lovely lot, and welcome to this week's edition of
Tuesday Night Jaw.
Hiya, Bab. No, not hiya, Bab. Welcome. No, not, it's not that either. I'm Scribius Pip, and I'm stepping in to kind of present this week's Tuesday Night Jaw, because our regular legend of a host, Bozzers, is a little under the weather. But she made sure she got a hell of an interview in for you before she took some appropriate rest. So she asked if I'd kind of introduce it. And the reason she asked me, number one, I've been on Tuesday Night Jaw a few times. I'm a big wrestling fan. And number two, I'm a big fan of the guest this week. It's Mad Kurt. Mad Kurt is someone who I first saw live when he was under the guise of Curtis Chapman, keyboard warrior, at Riptide. And he tweeted me after the show, and I gave him some stick because, cheer faces, boo heels. But watching him from a distance grow prior to the pandemic and then during the pandemic has been amazing. His work on Twitter is absolutely hilarious. In many ways, it's good that he can't wrestle at the moment, because I think he's genuinely angering so many wrestlers that he might just, if he was in locker rooms every week, he might be getting a few slaps on the wrist. But it's hilarious. Before we get into Mad Kurt, I'm recording this the week or the day before the AEW pay-per-view, so I can't give any thoughts on that. But I think NXT and Dynamite have both been amazing of late. First thing, or most important thing to flag, if you didn't see the Eddie Kingston and John Moxley promo on Dynamite this week, give it a watch. Eddie Kingston has come on to Dynamite kind of from the indies during the pandemic because of restrictions in talent and things like that. And he was kind of seemingly brought in for one spot or one opportunity, and he made a good impression and the internet got behind him. And he has put himself in the main event within a few months of being in the country company. And if you're wondering why, watch that promo, because you cannot deny this man. He's amazing. I'm also loving Cameron Grimes at the moment. I think he's just, his character is amazing. His in-ring is flawless. Whatever he's having to do, if he's having to look like a world beater or look like a cowardly cheat of a heel. So, yeah, loads to enjoy in wrestling at the moment. And previous Tuesday Night Jaw guest, recent pandemic Tuesday Night Jaw guest, Bozzers era Tuesday Night Jaw guest, Aaliyah James, made her NXT UK debut, which is hugely exciting. For, I mean, she's been wrestling like a year and a half, so that girl's progression has been mind-blowing, but her potential is off the charts. So, yeah, huge congrats to her. Let's get into the podcast, eh? I've not heard this. I'm excited because I know that Mad Kurt isn't one for doing just casual interviews. He's a serious dude and he has some strong opinions. So I'm interested to see how the nicest person in podcasting, Bozzers, got on with a true villain in Mad Kurt. Let's find out.
Tuesday Night Jaw. Kurt, welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw.
You're Hello. Welcome. I'm here. You're welcome.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm great.
Good. Should I call you Kurt, Curtis Chapman, Mad Kurt? How do you
definitely
know
these not days? Curtis Chapman. Definitely not anything else except that.
What?
Because he's not me.
Right. What's the situation with that? Tell me about him not being you.
Well, he died. Sadly, he passed away.
Oh, okay.
And I just don't want to. I don't want to take his name because he. I don't know if you ever saw him wrestle, but he kind of sucked.
Okay, what was his wrestling style like, and how is that different to yours?
His wrestling style was like, you know, when you watch a wrestler and you're like, oh, they're like really bad.
Mm.
That was his sort of style. He sort of perfected that craft.
And you're a good wrestler, would you say?
Yeah, fantastic. I would say
based on. What recent results and overall career? How where are you getting this from? What's giving you this confidence?
I would say overall career mainly, and also, well, I always win. So I beat Dan Maloney recently. I beat Minoru Suzuki that time. I don't think I've ever lost a match, but if I have, I don't remember it. And I don't know. I just think I'm when I watch myself, I watch my matches back maybe 3 or 4 times a day, and they're just all fantastic in every way.
Which has been your favourite to watch back? What, like, really tickles your pickle when you watch it?
My most recent match against Dan Maloney, I've watched maybe 17 times today.
You submitted him, right? It wasn't a pinfall. You
I
made
did,
that guy
yeah.
Cry.
I choked him out, actually, in front of all his friends.
How did that feel, considering there was no crowd there? Do you wish there'd have been people there to revel in that with you?
It would have been nice if there were people there, because they would have come and bought a T-shirt at the merchandise table. But other than that, I don't really mind, to be honest.
Okay. So tell me about your beginnings in wrestling then. Do you acknowledge what you've done in the past, or is like the beginning of it the Mad Kurt era for you?
Yeah, I would say Mad Kurt is definitely the beginning of my career, which means I've been wrestling for just over a year. Okay. So very new to it, really.
And how long have you been being a jerk to people online?
Well, I would say since I started, since Mad Kurt began, but it's definitely ramped up since we've all had to stay at home and there's been nothing else to do with my life.
That's what I was going to say. How has lockdown treated you, and has that had an impact on how mean you are to people in the inbox?
I would say it's definitely had an impact. I think I had 2,300 followers on Twitter at the start of lockdown. And I think I've got 6,700 now.
Okay.
So it definitely, you know, people don't want to see me wrestle. They just want to see me be horrible to their least favorite wrestlers.
Now, how do you toe the line between being just mean enough, but not so mean? Like, do you get people in the DMs like, I'm really going to bang you out for real?
No, usually people just block me. But like, I think it's quite easy not to be too mean, because all I say is like 2 words, like a nice, well-placed okay boomer is enough to upset most wrestlers. I think they have very fragile egos.
And do you not ever feel nervous about being mean on to people on the internet, as in it might stop your progression in the industry maybe? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't think it will stop my progression in the industry. There was one time I was mean to someone and some promoters were like, I'm never going to use them again. But then shows never happened again. So like, it's no problem. No one's been used by that promotion since.
So you got the last laugh on that one.
Exactly. I win.
Now, who do you choose when you go through the process of being like, I'm going to be bloody horrible to somebody on the internet now? Do you let them sort of create their own bed and lie in it? So do you just take easy pickings, or do you wake up in the morning and you're like, you know what, fuck that guy?
Well, it really depends. Sometimes I'll see someone's been on like a tirade on Twitter. They're doing some stupid tweets or whatever, or even they've just said an opinion that sometimes I agree with, but I'm like, how dare you have an opinion on the internet? So yeah, easy pickings in that regard. But also sometimes I'll come up with like the punchline, and I'll be like, oh, that was a good tweet. Who shall I do it about? And then I'll just scroll through Twitter for a bit and be like, you'll do.
A non-specific attack, as it were.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just on the right side of attack, though, where it's like a little bit hurtful, but not cruel. I quite like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a little bit mean. I'd never like be too horrible. I don't need to be too horrible. They either do it to themselves or they just cry about the word yes.
So have you got like a list of people who have blocked you that you see as particular medals of honor? I understand that you've been pissing Donald Trump off.
Yeah, I upset big Donny T. I don't have a list of people that have blocked me because I don't really have an easy way of finding out, but I do usually, when I do a tweet about people, I do usually check like an hour later to make sure, see if they've blocked me or not. As a good Bully Ray blocked me for a bit, but then I tweeted about him blocking me and he realised, so he unblocked me.
He didn't want to give you the satisfaction.
Yeah, exactly. Austin Aries blocked me too, but I can't really think of too many examples.
Those are good ones, though.
They're pretty good ones.
I feel like I could probably get booked. I definitely couldn't get booked.
You might be able to get booked.
I could get blocked, though, by Bully Ray. I feel like there's one or two things I could say to that
guy.
Yeah,
probably. He cries about a lot, actually. It's really funny.
Easy pickings, that guy.
Definitely.
So your beef with Dan Maloney has been this latest internet beef. Have you felt legitimately threatened by him outside of the ring? Or
no, not at all, actually, because he's kind of a baby. Sometimes obviously, like, a lot of our friends are mutual, so we're sometimes in the same social settings, and he'll, like, you know you've probably met him, you know what he's like. He'll act the big man for a bit, but then at the end of the day we go home and I get more likes on Twitter, so who's the real winner?
Does that really matter to you? So your social numbers, is that something you do feel like you want to keep an eye on regularly?
It matters more than it should.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Okay. Because that kind of thing doesn't... Like, are you on other platforms as well? Like, do you do the Snapchatting and all that kind of stuff? TikTok?
No, I think I made a TikTok, but... It didn't give me the same satisfaction as Twitter.
It's just, yeah.
I'm on most social medias, but no, yeah, Twitter's the main one that I seem to care about.
Okay, especially in terms of being mean, I guess it's the easiest place to just get at someone, right?
It is the easiest place to contact people, yeah, publicly.
And so, is there anyone that's off the table for you? Is there anyone where you're like, I love and respect this person so much, I would never say anything to rile them?
I don't think so, because of the people in wrestling, I think most of the people that I do love and respect, I've gone for. Probably more so than some of the other people. I go for Andy Quilden very regularly, and I love Andy Quilden.
Who else have you gone for that you think, if you looked at it at the end of the day and saw, like, that, you know, John Cena had blocked you, would it genuinely hurt your feelings? Is there anyone where you think that would really hurt if they were to block me, or would you just be glad that they've noticed you at all?
I don't think there's anyone where I'd be upset if they blocked me, just because, like, it just shows that they're not my kind of person anyway if they're gonna block me over a tweet.
Okay.
So yeah, I think if anyone blocked me, I'd just be like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Have you ever had to slide into the DMs and go, look man, I'm really sorry?
I did once, actually, one time. Don't tell the internet.
Okay.
I won't say which wrestler it was, but like a wrestler tweeted something about his gear and how someone had like insulted it.
Right.
And I thought it would be funny to like reply to it, insulting it some more. But then he did like 10 more tweets about how his gear relates to like his heritage and stuff. And I was like, oh no, I should probably not do that then.
Yeah. So
I messaged him about it and he was cool with it. It was no problem.
Good, because I guess that's it, like, you could easily, like, just off-the-cuff, haphazard retorts could potentially get you
exactly
into trouble, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
So that Donald Trump one was real then? It wasn't doctored?
Do you think that Mad Kurt would tell a lie on the internet?
No answer. I haven't got an answer for that. I don't want to hurt your feelings because you've been a great guest so far and I don't want to upset you.
I am a good guest, actually. Would you say I'm the best guest you've had ever?
I'd say you're the best guest that I've had in November.
I'll take it.
Do you know how many other guests I've had in November?
Am I the first one?
You're the first one.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, well, you're setting the bar really high, so...
I agree.
Now, Progress recently announced that they weren't going to use any talent's social media pages to build storylines. How do you feel about that?
Did they really say that?
Yeah, that was part of their... You know, when they released all of that information, all that safeguarding, like, regulations and rules and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They said that as part of their own storylines, they weren't going to let people use their socials. Well, I don't know if they're not going to let them, but they're discouraging, as far as I understand it, the use of social medias to build towards matches and making it part of the storyline.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, that's interesting, because, I mean, to be fair, a lot of wrestlers are not good at that sort of thing. they'll try and use wrestling to build storylines, and you'll see, like, a quote tweet feud between two wrestlers that are trying to G up their next match, and they'll have, like, four likes between them. But, I don't know, I guess, well, if I ever wrestled for them, I hope they'd let me do it, because otherwise there's nothing else I can do.
Didn't you piss them the hell off, though, once? Didn't you tread on their logo or something?
I don't think I did. I did stomp on their logo, but I don't think they were upset with me about it.
Oh,
I
good.
Think the reason they never brought me back was because I wasn't good at wrestling. I think
and that's changed now, hasn't it?
That has changed now. So who knows?
How do you feel like, you know, in terms of your development, getting better at wrestling, this new phase of Mad Kurt... Well, you know, I'm hoping that you elevate to an even more... Like, you know that meme on the internet that's like, somebody's like head, and then it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
the one
yeah.
that I mean? With like the stuff radiating out of
the galaxy brain, yeah.
The galaxy brain. So I'm hoping that there's going to be like a new level. So, you know, if we just look at it as phases of your life, right?
Okay.
So what do you feel has... You know, was there any particular turning point for you? Was there any particular match, any bit of training? Was there a seminar, something that's took you up to that next level, do you feel?
Not training or a seminar or a match or anything. But one time I was playing video games with my friends and over like headsets or whatever. And my friend was like, why don't you wrestle like you talk to us now? And I was like, what? And he was like, Just wrestle like you are as a person, and I think people will get behind it. And they did.
Right.
It worked.
So it's less about the technicalities of, like, the lockup, the international, all that kind of stuff, and more just about being yourself.
I think when it comes to the mechanics of professional wrestling, I'm probably worse now than I've ever been in my life. But people think I'm better now, so don't tell them.
That's a really interesting perspective on it, I guess, and it's sort of testament to how bizarre wrestling is that it's not about the sport itself, you know what I mean? Don't you think that's odd?
Yeah, it's about everything else around it. I mean, there's obviously some people that can get by on just being really good at just wrestling, but...
Again, having no personality. Really,
yeah.
Is there anybody you want to name drop as being particularly good in the ring, but having no personality whatsoever?
Really good, but no personality. Ooh. I want to say... I want to say Eric Stevens, but he's not good in the ring either.
Nasty. I'm not saying anything on that. There's people that I think feel like I could say, but I haven't got the gumption that you've got, Kurt.
Well, see, yeah, so I had to think about it because there's lots of people that came into my mind, but I didn't want to say them.
I like it that you've still got the reins on, though. I like it that you still hold back a little bit, and there is...
Sometimes there's a filter when there needs to be.
Okay, I like that. And it does make me think, what would no filter Kurt be like? So maybe that's the elevated galaxy
maybe
brain
level. Maybe
that is
the next level. Yeah, that's it.
Just being actually horrible.
just being an actual bully.
Yeah, just... So what have you been doing to stay motivated during lockdown? You said about playing video games with your pals. What have you been playing? What are you doing with yourself?
I've been playing a lot of Rocket League. You know, Rocket League.
I haven't played. I'm still on Animal Crossing, to be honest.
Oh yeah, I had my Animal Crossing phase.
Okay, you have to.
I don't really hook me up.
I've got a little ring there and everything. I've got a little promotion going. You could be our champ.
yes. That's just what I've always wanted to be—the Animal Crossing champion.
The world. So have you been, like, you know, going to the gym, pumping iron? I see Dan Malone, he's looking shredded.
He's looking really good, isn't he? He had to really, really get into shape for that match with me, but how did that end up for him? I've been in the gym, as you can tell from my incredible physique, but yeah, it's not really something that I'm as into as other wrestlers, obviously. Like, I go because I have to, whereas I feel like a lot of wrestlers go because they want to.
Do you meal prep?
I mean, I should, but no, I just eat whatever I want at all times.
Good for you, man. I'm about that life, clearly. So you just had a victory at RevPro. It's a big victory. I understand that was filmed a while back, though, wasn't it? So are you feeling rusty?
I'm not feeling rusty, I don't think. Okay. I've been training a couple of times a week, but... Obviously, with lockdown starting again, maybe that's going to change. Who knows?
Yeah. Have you any idea when we can next see you in action? Is there anything that you've pre-recorded that we can look forward to? Or
I'm wrestling Robbie X whenever they have announced it. Whenever they've announced it for.
Didn't you say Robbie bad at sex?
I did say that.
How long were you thinking about that one?
Did you see my tweet underneath it where I said that he'd asked me really nicely not to?
Did he really? Is that true?
Yeah, because that was from a Sheffield show for RevPro, which may have been late last year. And I wrestled him and I did a promo there. And then afterwards I was like, oh, Robbie, I was going to say this about you. And he was like, oh, please don't. And then I saved it.
You put that one in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever have interactions like that with people in real life where they're like, please don't come for me. I'm not sure I could take it. You know what I mean? Is there anybody that really can't deal with a ridicule?
I don't think so. No, because I feel like if anyone asked me not to, I would.
Yeah, that's what I've been like.
Even if I hadn't thought about it. So maybe people are just hiding.
I'm really scared. I was really scared to tweet at you because Pip, who is the boss of the Distraction Pieces Network that this podcast is on, Scroobius Pip, he is a big... Mad Kurt fan, and
as is everyone.
He's been going seriously since before I even took on this podcast. He was going on about being desperate to get you on, like, to have a word with you. He's desperate to hear from you, which is extremely sweet, but I've been really apprehensive to talk to you, man, because I'm not sure I feel like I'm a bit of a big baby, and if you jerk me around on the internet, I feel like I'd be really hurt. Oh, my feelings.
So, I try and stay away from people that aren't like wrestlers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I feel like if I go for a wrestler, it's okay because at some point they can beat me up and everyone's happy.
And also, Donald Trump sort of did get himself involved in wrestling.
Yeah, he's
once,
basically
right?
A wrestler, so exactly. That's okay too.
Exactly. So, I was going to ask you again about, you know, being shit to people on the internet and whether you feel like that has stood in your way. I know that, you know, a lot of people, when they get signed to companies and stuff, they like delete their Twitter history and stuff. Do you feel like proud? Could you be proud and stand by your body of tweets as being representative of who you are as a person?
I think that if a big company wanted to sign me to a contract, it would be partly because of the social media, I feel. So, yeah, I feel like if someone went to, if like someone took me to a tryout or something and then like brought up my social media and complained about it, I'd be like, well, what were you thinking of? You're not signing me for my wrestling.
Well, quite. I'm not going to speak on that though, because you did make Dan Maloney legitimately, like, you choked that guy out. I saw it in his eyes, man. He went down.
You did go out.
You did.
But Dan Maloney's not like a good wrestler, so.
Yeah, but Suzuki, didn't you say you beat Suzuki?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a sanctioned match, but I basically beat him up, yeah.
And so have you got any other sort of dream matches that you think, when things kick back off again, there are people that you would really like to, you know, take on? Or are you apprehensive of taking on really good wrestlers because of losing?
I don't think I'm apprehensive to take anyone on, because I think on my day I could beat anyone. But I don't really have many people that I want to wrestle, but there are people that I think if I wrestled it would sell a lot of tickets, such as Orange Cassidy. I think Madcap versus Orange Cassidy is a big dream match for a lot of people.
Yeah. are you an Orange Cassidy fan? Do you enjoy his work?
I'm aware of his work, yeah. I watch him occasionally.
Who do you watch where you are a fan of their work and you know, study their stuff? Anyone?
Mad Kurt.
You're so cheeky. I really like it, but I'm also intimidated by you, which is, you know, interesting.
That's good. That's what I go for.
I feel like when I was a kid, I was intimidated by people like The Undertaker, you know, thinking that he was going to show up in my mum's back bedroom in West Brom and get me. And now as an adult, with the realities of the internet, you're like the new
Undertaker. I'm the scariest one.
Yeah.
What if he tweets about me?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. It'd hurt my feelings. Excellent. So we can look forward to watching you mug off Robbie X.
Yeah, soon. Definitely.
And yeah, what are your hopes for wrestling? Do you see it coming back in the way that it was before?
Well, hopefully not the way it was before. I hope it changes for the better. I don't think the pandemic's going away anytime soon, so we're going to have to do something to get by. Obviously, RevPro are trying. Mm. Let's hope other people follow suit and try some things to get by.
Yeah, and do it in the right way. I guess it's like, it's a really difficult time as well, which is what's really helpful about, you know, the internet being such a big part of what you do. You've been able to keep some of the magic of wrestling alive with your character, right? Or, well, with who you are. I don't want to say it's your character, because I don't know you, so this could be legitimately who you are. But, you know, it's for people that do just rely on their in-ring storytelling, it must be extra, you know, sad to be away from it, really.
Yeah, it must be difficult for a lot of people. I feel like there's very, very few people that have been able to thrive in times where there's no wrestling at all,
yeah.
Which obviously is pretty fair. A lot of wrestlers will want their wrestling to be what shines through, but
yeah. Have you sold any merch during lockdown?
I have sold too much merch.
Really?
It's unacceptable, the amount of merch I've sold. To the point that, like, I haven't released any for quite a while because I feel bad. Because people don't have any money right now. It's not acceptable.
So you feel bad? You'd feel bad taking it?
I would.
Man, some people are getting those Boris books, you know, like the 80% furlough stuff. You should try and get some of that sweet government cash. Bring out a new t-shirt.
That would be good. You think he'd pay me 80% of my merch sales?
I think you should probably ask, you know.
I'll drop him a message.
Yeah, because they paid me 80% of my freelance income when things got bad. Yeah, because I'm a self-employed writer. And then in the first few months of lockdown, I think I had like two self-employment income support scheme payments, which was helpful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should go for it.
Drop him a message.
Yeah, drop him a DM.
Yeah.
That's the best way to approach these things.
Yeah, I'll tweet at him and he'll...
see what he says. I don't know, yeah. Man. I think he'd be upset with you because I think him and Donald Trump are sort of like, you know, in cahoots.
They're probably pretty pally, yeah.
So he'd be probably upset. You're probably on the shit list.
You think Donald Trump called him as soon as it happened?
Yeah, and was like,
you think, he probably thought Boris knows me. He's like, this guy's in your country. You know this guy, right?
Do you think they're legitimately like, you know, because they say about like the FBI checking on things on social media, like legitimate threats and concerns and problems and worries and stuff. Do you think that the Secret Service are aware of Mad Kurt?
Well, it crossed my mind. It definitely crossed my mind. I was like, well, maybe I'll get a letter telling me to shut down my Twitter account at some point, but...
Cease and desist. No. Yeah. Oh, man, how good would that be to be able to get that printed on the back of your merch? Or something,
I was
going to
say, I think if I got a cease and desist, I would put it on a T-shirt.
You'd have to. I'd survive, I'd buy it anyway. And before you go, will you say hello to Scroobius Pip, because he loves you.
Hello, Scroobius Pip.
he'll be really happy with that.
I love him too.
Oh, good. That's very nice. Don't be horrible to him on the internet. He's precious.
Okay, I won't for now.
It was really lovely to talk to you. Thanks for not being mean.
That's all right. I've just eaten, so maybe that, later.
Are you in a relaxed state?
That's it. Yeah.
Man, that's when we have to get you then, post dinner chats.
Exactly.
It was really great to speak to you. Thanks so much for being on Cheese Donut Jaw. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Cheese Donut Jaw.
There we go. Thank you for tuning in. Tuesday Night Joe will be back as soon as Bozzers is feeling 100%. But go and give us some love if you fancy it on the old socials. And give Mad Kurt exactly what he deserves on the socials, I guess. Thank you very much for tuning in. We will see you soon. Ta-ta.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.